Blog Talk Radio.
New spirit. I'd like to thank him for restoring my soul for his name's sake.
I'd like to thank him for restoring my health for his name's sake, and I'll give praise to him in the great assembly. I'd like to thank the Most High for friends, justice, such as Cotrell, whom I'm about to introduce, and Sister Abigail, who's not here today, but she's listening in, and many more brothers and sisters. I'd like to thank you for the elders of this nation who are cognizant of you and who are stepping up in the gap for you. I'd like to thank the Most High for my family, all I am and all I hope to be. I'd like to thank the Most High for this show, giving me the opportunity to polish myself, further develop myself through Yah's word. I'd like to thank the Most High for the air I breathe, the food I eat, this beautiful universe which we have made toxic and poisonous. I'd like to thank the Most High for Israel. I'd like to thank the Most High for all the tribes of Israel. Even though they may find themselves a monstrosity, I don't hate them. They're still ours. Praise Yah and bless his whole name. Even though we correct people on the Real Talk for Real People show, that doesn't necessitate the fact that we hate them. We don't. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And before we get started in our study, I'd like to make one point. Contemporarily, Joseph Biden says he's about to send some forbidden cluster bombs over to Ukraine. And why, you may ask, he said, because they need them. Although they have been banned by a lot of nations because they leave residual effect that can harm citizens. And another reason, because they don't have the armament that the Ukraine's need. So they're going to offer them a secondary prize, which could kill them sometime down the road later. And I said to that, huh? You're going to, these weapons have been banned by most nations because they're dangerous. And you're going to give it to them because they want them. They may very well want them, but they don't need them. That's true. These weapons have a residual effect because some of these bombs don't blow up right then. Somewhere down the road, some little boy, some little girl playing ball or catch or whatnot, or going in the field just to plant some crops or whatnot. Bam, there you go. You can't trust nobody but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise and bless his holy name. Without further ado, Sister Avia, if you want to say something, hit number one. I guess I'm going to leave you on mute. And Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Yam Supari. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So much to be thankful for to the Most High. To be a part of this nation, life, health, and strength, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Just want to thank y'all for all things and everything. Because, you know, it's on my heart, my mind. He's guiding me through my life. And he knows what I'm thankful for. So in a nutshell, I give Yah thanks for all things and everything. But living in a time, man, where we need to lean on the Most High. And that's why we're here. Because the Most High tells us what's wrong with us. And he gives us the solution to our problems. So he gives us the diagnosis and the antidote. And we have to be thankful for that. All praises. Hallelujah.
All praises, Cartrell. Hallelujah. Well, Cartrell, any more additional commentaries before we proceed?
I just hope that our people will hear the call of Yah. Moshe wrote the book, Vayikra, Yah's calling. And guess what? The Most High has not stopped calling us, which is why we have this book that we study. Because the call is still out. Will we listen? Will we obey? Will we hearken and do? And that's what we need to do. All praises.
All praises, Cartrell. All praises. Well, that being said, let us proceed in our studies. And chapter, let me get my glasses. Chapter, okay. 24 Vayikra. And chapter 24. And who is the care of these, this tabernacle lamps? It wasn't everybody care. This care was entrusted to the high priest. Then Moses spoke to, Yah spoke to Moses saying, command the children of Israel that, and in us to provide the accompaniments with it, they bring you pure oil of fresh olives for the light to make the lamp burn continually outside the veil of the tabernacle where it was placed. And the tabernacle of meeting, Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before Yah continually. It shall be a statue forever to your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before Yah continually, the high priest.
So,
yes.
Can we keep that law in effect right now?
No, because we don't even know where the lamp at. And then when
where's the lamp?
When are you in our own land, country?
I know where the lamp is at.
You know where it is?
Yeah, it's in the Vatican. In 70 A.D., Titus of Rome took that menorah and made a mural of it.
Right.
It's in Rome.
Okay. So they hiding it out.
And guess what?
Well,
y'all said that joint's supposed to be lit daily, which means that we ain't complying to everything that y'all said. Because
no,
we can't, can we?
No, we can't. We certainly can't, for the country. All right. Okay. Now, thank you, country.
And that's something you could look up. Titus of Rome, 70 A.D. They took the menorah.
Yeah, we see it, country, on depictions of him with that menorah. When, you know, those Romans, they like to have parades after they conquered and slaughtered people. And that menorah is on display coming back to Rome. You're certainly correct, Dr.
Yes, sir. Make a big deal of it.
Exactly. And it wasn't no little thing. It was a big thing, too, Dr. But those
traditions,
that menorah wasn't no little bitty lamp that you buy at the store. It was a big, huge, humongous thing, too.
And you should, it's in the possession of the Pope to this day.
Exactly. No doubt. And they hide it out like it's going to mean something to them. But people, something else.
He ain't lighting it every day, is he?
No, he's not.
Okay.
All right. Also, the bread of the tabernacle. You should take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You should set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before Yah. And you should put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offer made by fire to Yah every Shabbat.
So, yes. You seen them pans with the 6 rows to bake biscuits and whatever?
Exactly.
You seen them pan?
Yep.
And this is where they got it from.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt, Pastor. I have no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor. Also, it says, Okay. They may be on the bread for a memorial, an offer made by fire to Yah. Every Shabbat, he should set it in order before Yah continues. Change out every Shabbat. Being taken for the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. It should be for Aaron and his sons, that they may eat it in a holy place. But it is most holy for him, for the offering of Yah made by fire, by a perpetual statute. Okay. And get this. There's a penalty for blaspheming Yah's name. One young fellow, just because he thought he had an Israelite mother, father was a Mizraimite, he thought he was covered. But he didn't even know even his mother wasn't covered from blasphemy. And certainly he was. Now, the son of a Israelite woman whose father was a Mizraimite went out among the children of Israel. And this Israelite woman's son, a man of Israel, and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. I guess this boy got his butt whooped. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of Yah, and he cursed. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shalom, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. Then they put him in custody. The mind of Yah may be shown to them. Yah is showing y'all that he don't play. He's going to show you right now. And Yah spoke to Moses, saying, take outside the camp him who has cursed. Then let all who heard it lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation put a brick to him, stone him. Then you speak to the children of Israel, saying, whoever cursed his Elohim shall bear his sin. Keep your mouth off me. Whoever blasphemed the name of Yah shall surely be put to death. Remember when King David came upon the scene, and Goliath was cursing and blaspheming Yah's name? Goliath paid for it. With one little rock. The strange as well as who is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of Yah, he should be put to death, point blank, period. Whoever kills any man, surely he shall be put to death. You can't go around killing folks like you're killing in these United States of America and this Western Hemisphere. Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, animal for animal. And I like this part. It'll put a lot of y'all nonsense to rest. If a man causes the disfigurement of his neighbor, his brother or sister, as he has done, so shall be done to him. A fracture for a fracture, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, as he has caused the disfigurement of a man. See, you got to take life seriously. Whoever kills an animal shall restore it. For whoever kills a man shall be put to death. Point blank, we're going to put aside all that nonsense, shooting folk for the sake of it. You shall have the same law for the stranger, the foreigner in your land, and for the one from your own country. But we're going to put a stop to this, Yah said. For I am Yah, your Elohim. Then Moses spoke to the children of Israel. And he took outside the camp him, that bad mouth little fellow, who had cursed and stoned him with stones in a stone. So the children of Israel did as Yah commanded Moses. See, a lot of y'all run around saying, God did that, all this. Lucky you ain't saying that about Yah. Because if you were saying some God did Yah, you'd be in a real big trouble. Especially if you was in our homeland and somebody hurt you, you'd be dead with. Just like that young fellow was with. He thought just because his mama was an Israelite woman, he thought he was going to get a pass. Ain't nobody getting no pass. You and nobody else. You got dealt with. You need to watch your mouth when you're talking about Yah. Just like King Dow would say, hey, what's going on here? Hey, bro, what's up, bro? Y'all letting this big joker talk about Yah like that? Oh, no, this going down. I'm not going to let him talk about blaspheming the name of Yah like that. What did King Dow do? Put that brick upside of his head. Lady back. Don't play by Yah. Yah ain't nothing to play with. Keep your mouth off his name. Praise and bless his holy name. Dr. Ed, any comments, my brother?
Yes, sir, Aki. It's a beautiful lesson. But Goliath lost more than a rock upside his head. He lost his head, literally.
Oh, okay.
King David took his head off.
Oh, I know. But that rock, that rock gave him a lullaby song before he got his head took off.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very interesting lesson. The most I don't play, are you cursing him, your creator?
Right.
Why would you curse your creator?
You got some nerves. You got
the same
nerves.
Egyptians saw everything that happened. He came out in the Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
He saw Yah open up the Red Sea and destroy Pharaoh's army and all the plagues. So why would he curse Yah?
I guess he got his butt whooped by one of them Israelite fellows. And he just got beside him and said he let his mouth get the best of him.
And it shows you, Most High holds you by what you say.
Exactly. And
the actions and your words have effect. Have effect.
Right, Katra. Don't let the heat of the moment get you dead. You're in the heat of the moment. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with none of this. You're in the heat of the moment. You got your butt whooped by that Israelite brother. And then you're going to spat out and curse Yah. Because you think you're hurting the Israelite brothers to spat out and curse Yah. But in effect, you only hurt it yourself running your mouth up. You got to be cognizant of what you're saying in the mouth. Don't get caught up in the heat of the moment. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with this nonsense. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with, I suspect, got your butt whooped by that Israelite brother. Should have kept Yah's name out your mouth. Thank you,
Contrail. And even 17. He who strikes any man mortally, if you kill a man, shoot him with AK-47, Colt 45, 38, whatever special you got. He who strikes any man mortally shall surely be put to death. No, you ain't doing 50 years and getting parole. No. You kill somebody, you will surely be put to death.
Praise Yah.
How much time do you think we would have in America if you knew that the death penalty was coming if you kill somebody?
Bruh, come on now. You know that'll put a stop to a lot of these tough guys.
Okay. Because a lot of people don't want to die.
Well, Contrail, just like that boy in El Paso, he got 90 life sentences for killing him for 90 life sentences.
And he's probably living it up in jail.
Yeah,
he got TV, 3 square meals a day.
Yeah, eating bonbons and cupcake while watching reality show while reality passes. <Yeah. laughs>
Yeah. Living it up.
Living it up.
He ain't taking care of him. He ain't got to take care of himself. The state, the federal government is taking care of him. 3 squares a day for the rest of his life.
I can assure you, some dim-witted universal white race supremacist girl is sending him love letters and sending him money. Okay?
Yeah.
Believe it.
Hey, it's a strange land, and there's no question about that. Yeah. There's no question about that.
You better believe it, my brother.
In our country, in our nation, when we had power and authority over ourselves, if you kill somebody, murder somebody, guess what? We say life for life. If anyone injures his neighbor, it shall be done to him as he has done. Trust me, last night, I'm watching a drama outside my window. A young brother, right, arguing with his Isha, his woman. She flying off the handle. Boom. She starts swinging on him. His brother punches her like she's a man. not only did he punch her like she was a man, he body slammed her like she was in a WWF. Not only did he body slam her like she was in a WWF, he hauled off and kicked her. All this while their children were watching. I was watching. I couldn't believe my eyes. One of their friends tried to jump in. Brother, what you doing? The children are here. You can't put your hands on a woman. He picked his brother up, slammed him on the ground, punches at him. I'm like, I can't believe this, man. Our people are out of control. Out of control. Out of control. Our people are out of control. But we do this to ourselves. So these laws were invoked. He who strikes any man mortally shall surely, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, be put to death. If you kill somebody, shoot somebody, and you murder somebody, you're going to be put to death. He who strikes an animal, not just human beings. If I kill your pit bull, I got to make good. If I kill your cow, your bull, I got to make good. If I injure you, it shall be done to you as you have done. So if I knock out your eyeball, guess what? My eyeball got to come out. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. I think that would make us less violent, wouldn't it, Youngson?
Well,
of course, no, no, no.
Godre, I suspect it. I would be very hesitant to throw my hands at people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be cognizant. What if I knock, break this man's nose? Well, they will come and break my nose. What if I knock a tooth out of his mouth? I like my teeth. That stop me throwing hands and knocking teeth out of his mouth. Well, what if I cut him accidentally? Well, they're going to cut me, and it ain't going to be accidental, okay? So no, Cartel, it'll give you time for contemplation on the ignorance, letting emotion take charge and doing stuff with caution.
And you know, they don't have those kind of problems like in Saudi Arabia or those Middle Eastern countries where they will do public execution and public judgment.
Oh, yeah. They don't play like that.
Oh, no. I have problems with rape. They don't have problems like they do in America, mass shootings, those kind of things.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the consequences, you have to pay for your actions.
Quite severe.
You have to pay for, if you knock my eyeball out, your eyeball is coming out. You want your eyeball to come out? Then don't knock my eyeball out.
I like my eyes. I like my eyes. Don't take my eyeball, country.
You like your teeth? Then
I like
don't
my
try to knock my teeth out.
Exactly.
Okay?
I won't, country.
If you knock my teeth out, guess what? Your teeth is coming out.
You better believe it.
If you break my leg, guess what? Somebody's going to break your leg. And you're going to know that somebody's coming to break your leg. How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
Okay. That would reduce violence, wouldn't it?
It certainly would, country. It'll put a lot of
when he put his hands on Isha while his children were watching, because what he did to her, somebody would do to him.
Exactly. Body slam him.
Body slam, kicked in the face, punched
he
upside
kicked,
the head. That's
he
what you want.
In the face? He kicked him.
I don't know where the foot was placed, but your man real back. Like a B-75 type Taekwondo kick, and boom! I'm like, damn. But also,
what
was that strong?
Yeah, because
she absorbed it, got up, and went about her business.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did that fool go?
I don't know what this excuse is about, but she was on fire. Whatever he did, she was not going to let him get away with it. And then she started throwing hands. A woman should not throw hands at a man. And if a woman throws hands at a man, you should not retaliate as if she was a man. You can restrain her. You can subdue her. Mm-hmm. But do not retaliate as if she was a man. This brother retaliated as if she was a man. I'm like, damn. He threw a left hook, boom, and then body slammed her into the garbage onto the floor. And then reeled back and kicked her while their children was watching.
Mm-hmm. So
their children were watching.
After all was done, Kytrell, did they walk off together or what?
Well, she walked off, went home. They lived right across the street. And he followed like a little puppy dog right behind him.
Would the popo ever call?
No popo call. No popo call. But this is our people. A woman should never throw her hands up against a man.
Right.
And vice versa. But both violations transpired. Whatever issue she had with him, she should not have thrown her hands at this brother. And he should not have retaliated as if she was a man.
Right. Well, you know what, Kytrell? Them mouths can get us all in trouble. You can talk yourself into a fight, Kytrell. Okay?
I'm not fighting a woman. I don't care what she got to say.
No,
she throws her hands at me. I'm not going to let her scratch me. I'm not going to let her punch me. But I ain't scratching and punching back.
Well, Kytrell,
if you do that, Mama, it's time for me to leave. Because now it's a physical thing. It's not a spiritual or mental thing. And I'm not getting physical with you because I know the consequences.
Well, Kytrell, it's time and place for everything. She come out there kitchen with an AK-47 or 45 or pocket knife.
Now, that's something different. That's something altogether different.
Yeah.
When you're shooting me, I will take you out before you take me out.
Exactly. As long as she just
but if you just slapping and trying to punch me, you might slap me, you might punch me, and I'll still walk away.
But I'm not going to hit you now.
You got it all. You got your frustration off.
Right. I'm not going to hit you now.
You
snap
me.
I'm not
going to
push you.
I'm not going to
push
you.
I may push her
I
down.
I feel you, Mama.
Yeah. But I'm not
going to
hit
her. I ain't even pushing her down.
Yeah, and push
her. I ain't doing
it. Yeah, but I'm not going to hit her in the mouth, hit her in the eye. Nothing
you
like
swinging
that.
At me, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
You swinging at me, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
Because I know it ain't going to take me long to subdue you or unleash if I was of that mindset.
Yeah, you better get up on the rooftop. Leave it alone.
Yeah, King Solomon, with all the power he had. I'm not fighting you, Mama. I'm going to go into desert land.
First walk away, Chucky. Walk away.
Walk away. Walk away.
Walk away.
Yes.
Because the system is already
don't let her push those buttons.
Right.
Yes. And you got to reflect on why she's so upset with you.
Right.
Maybe you did do something.
What part did you
maybe you did do something.
Did you spend all the money for the family? Women got a right to be a angel. But you, like you said, not to the degree that she's throwing hands. You know.
She's throwing hands? I'm not throwing hands back. It's time for me to leave.
Yeah,
you want to hit me? You want to hurt me? You want to bruise me? That's not my thought for you, Mama.
So what
you can't get along? Then it's time for us to depart. Huh?
What was the children doing during all this interaction?
They was kind of quiet. I didn't even know they were there. From my vantage point, I didn't even see them. I just saw the action. And when she got up, after he body slammed and kicked her, she took her two children and walked out across the street up into our apartment. I was like, wow. I didn't even know two children were there.
And the guy that he had body slammed, what happened to him?
Oh, he was furious. He was furious. He was marching up and down the block, talking about he ain't come out for this. And why you acting like that? He lost his glasses and his hat. He's like, where my effing hat? Where my effing glasses?
So
the brother did right. The young brother did right. He broke him up. Because it could have been worse.
Yeah. And
it
nobody
been worse.
Called,
he stepped
and
in.
Nobody called a popo.
Somebody probably did, but the popo ain't, they ain't interested in that. Domestic disputes.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no guns or, you know, things of all like that.
But he assaulted a stranger.
That's something that young people have to work out between themselves.
But he assaulted a young brother on the street just for trying to keep the peace.
But, you know, when friends fight each other, you didn't call the police because you had a fight.
Oh, who would do? Okay, okay. All right. All right.
It was all together. And he was surprised that his man punched his woman, kicked her, body slammed her, all this in front of their children. He's like, yo, man, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And he picked him up, talking about, mind your own effing business. No, it's public business when you're getting physical with your woman.
Right. And he did the right thing.
Public business when you get physical in front of your children in public, somebody got to step in.
It's everybody.
Talking about mind your effing business.
It's not your
it's
business.
It's everybody's business.
It's everybody's business.
You make it everybody's business because it's in public.
Quadrille, we are a monstrosity, my brother.
You say it all the time, huh?
I say it all the time.
We
don't
say it all the time.
We don't follow instructions as y'all is calling us in Bayou Creek to instruct us. We just do what we want to do, how we want to, and we think that calls for peace. The song we play out of Stand in the Circle of Peace means standing in Yah's word. Standing in Yah's word. Stepping in Yah's word. That's what it means.
Listen, the people of the world are bent on violence. The nations count themselves powerful based on the amount of violence that they can execute at any given time. Am I right or wrong?
I see it all the time on TikTok and Facebook. They just try to display this form of masculinity with this tough girl role, you know, not knowing her place, not knowing the dynamic of her as a woman, and he, a grown-ass boy, not knowing his place. And the dynamic of a man. If you want peace, you got to let the Most High footstep be your pathway. You can't do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it to one another. And that's just the bottom line, Katrina.
Y'all, so?
Yes.
Imagine me punching my wife in the face like a man.
Well, imagine me
body slamming her.
Well,
body slamming her. Into a garbage can and on the floor, kicking her like I was Bruce Lee. All this in front of my children who are no more than 4 years old.
I think they were going to have with Miss Sonia. Miss Sonia going to put up them dukes or whatever, and she going to call you and everybody else. Everybody knows. And I don't blame her. You can't be doing that. You know, I wouldn't blame her. I'd be mad. You know, but you put yourself in that situation. And the Sonya ain't going. I'll tell you that first quarter. She ain't going. My body slam her. She going to be like that cat on Fred Flintstone. You remember when Fred Flintstone put the cat out? Well, the cat came and put Fred Flintstone out. So I'm going to get put out on my own spot. Now, this Sonya ain't going. You know what I mean? And I, you know what? And she shouldn't. And I shouldn't, or no man should ever put his hand on any woman. And I stand by that under any circumstances. Unless she come out that kitchen with an AK-47 or a butcher knife coming right at you, an imminent threat, You just keep it moving. Don't sit and walk out the door. Walk your dog. You don't have a dog, get a leash and play like you got a dog. Walk the dog. Get on the roof and get into the desert. Just walk away, Chucky. Walk away. Just that. Because women going to talk. Women got mouth. Now, you know that like I know. And they can talk you into scuffling with. But you need to be the man to take the lead, like King Solomon said. Get away. Get ghosts. That's the best way you can handle women like that, contentious. Either you brought into contention. Just walk away, Chucky. Walk away. Because you might be behind them folks. You might be behind them four stars with bars, okay? It's true.
It's funny you say that.
Uh-huh.
Because I went to a restaurant today by myself and my wife some dinner.
Right.
And I'm waiting patiently in a restaurant. There's only one server and two people ahead of me.
Right.
This young sister walks in the restaurant, goes straight to the counter. She's talking with the people behind the counter because she's familiar with them.
Right.
Two brothers in front of me got their order. After they got their order, she tried to put her order in. I'm like, excuse me, sister.
Right.
Huh?
Ahead of you. Okay.
You need to wait your turn.
Right.
She looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, nah, I've been here longer than you.
Right.
I saw you walk in. You seen me sit there. And you just going to try to jump in front of me like that. No respect for, you know, my gray hair, my beard. I'm an elder. You just going to jump in front of me, mama, and have no respect for me.
What she
said to me like I was crazy. I'm looking at her like, you crazy.
Like you did. Like you said something wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'll tell you, Cody, we are a monstrosity. So like I told you about
it. Yeah.
I'll tell you, he was around about 35 or 40 years old. Just bogart his way. But I was trying to make sure he didn't touch my wife. I don't care about you touching me. Don't push him against my wife. Okay? But it's going to be a serious problem. Young Sue going to lose all sense of decorum. Okay? So I was making sure Miss Sonia was out the way. And she know me enough. She said, oh, baby, don't say nothing. Don't do it. Because she could see my eyes. You know, and she was, and it was like, is you crazy or just stupid? One of the two. So Miss Sonia, she was seeing my eyes.
Know?
Yes.
I'm usually patient. When I see that kind of stuff, I just let it go.
Yeah.
But some told me, no, put this sister in check. Because she has no respect for elders, no respect for men,
right?
No respect for our own people.
Right.
And some told me,
like,
put it in check.
Because
she thinks she's going to jump in front of me without consequences, and I'm not going to say nothing.
And the same thing, Katya, with Nisanya and I. Number one, don't brush up against my wife or me. That's number one. I don't care about me. I handle you. But don't brush up against my wife. That ain't your wife, and I take that quite seriously. And protecting her and her body and whatnot. And so that's why I made it sure to him that when he walked past us, I made sure she was to the left of me, back behind to the left of me. And I just turned when he, I turned, as he was walking, I was turning with him to let him know, hey, bro, I don't know what you own, but whatever you own, you need to get off of, because you're going to get yourself hurt, man. Because if you're the brush against my wife, I don't know what I would have did, to be honest about it. Because you're just so rude, you're disrespectful, and it's my job to protect my wife. And I take that seriously. So that's why I turned, when he turned, Katya, and I look, when I turned backwards, looking toward him, I let him know, I'm looking at you, man. I didn't have to say nothing. He knew what was up. Said anything wrong, look wrong. He wouldn't even give me eye contact. Because I knew he knew he was wrong. And he was knocking on heaven somewhere. That's where they go, to heaven somewhere. Somewhere, the place they call heaven, not the one I'm going to on earth, and I lay in, but I was going to send him where he wanted to go, if he had said anything wrong. See, I don't play with grown-ass boys, okay? But I don't play games. I don't play with me. I don't play with you. I'm not going to disrespect you, and I know I'm not going to let you disrespect me. And you certainly ain't going to brush up against my wife and think there ain't no consequences, repercussions, because you're going to get dealt with. So I was teaching the brother, he ran about 40, for his own good, whatever you own, bro, if you own some dope or whatever, or you just own pure stupid, you better get off what you own, man. Because they'll be walking slow and singing low for you, because I don't play with grown men. I learned that a long time ago, Cartrell and fellow students, by playing with folks. My daddy, you know, worked at a big grocery store. And it's around about 1968, 1969. We were working with him. Dad was gone at the time. And a white fellow was walking down the street. Me and my brother Ricky was meddling, playing, picking on him and whatnot. And little did we know, when the man got to the end of the dock, which we were on, there was a staircase. He turned right around and came up that staircase. Then Rick ran to Uncle Warren G. Uncle Warren G said, "Don't worry about it. I heard a message with you. I'm going to make sure they get their behind work." And so when my dad came back, Dad beat the brakes off me and Ricky. And I learned them about meddling. I don't meddle with people because there's consequences. I don't pick at people. I don't meddle with people because there's consequences. And I'm willing to get those consequences if you do the very same thing to me. Don't pick me to play with. Don't play with me. Don't play with my wife. Don't play with my family. But there's going to be some consequences. That's the problem now, Katria, as you say it. In this Western Hemisphere, there's no consequences. Everybody just do what they want to do. Nobody had to bear up to the ownership and take ownership of their actions. And that's why we continue to be the monstrosity that we are. Because we continue doing the same thing, expecting different results, Cartrell. And you did the right thing when it came to that sister. Because if you had let her get by, Cartrell, she would have did to the next elder. You held her up. No, you can't be doing this.
The world is spinning fast, and people are moving too fast.
Yeah, I know.
Disrespect. She was being disrespectful. These days and time, nobody puts people in check. And for me, I don't usually put people in check like that, but something told me you need to put this sister in check.
Right.
And I thought she would have a lot of rebuttal afterward, but she didn't say nothing because she knew she was wrong.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you have another elder, a brother and a sister out somewhere down the road with her. I mean, maybe she would be cognizant of her actions and appear to take ownership, stop doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and think that's going to suffice. It hasn't, it won't, and it never
will. Thing is, Johnson?
Yes.
She had a hospital uniform on.
Come on.
You know how
man.
People that work in the hospital have those?
Yeah,
blue. So I knew she worked in a hospital. I worked in a nursing home.
Right.
And the people that work in those places, you would think they would be there, passionate out of love, out of wanting to help people. But most of the people that are there are there for the money. And they don't give a damn about the people, which is why I had to get up out of it. And maybe that triggered me. Seeing her in that uniform, and she has no respect, not for me as an elder, because she's seen my gray beard. How would you treat your grandfather or your father? Would you want somebody to do that to your father?
Exactly.
Or your grandfather?
Exactly.
And to me, she had no conscience, or she had to be put in check.
Well, Cartrell, if you don't mind asking, how old were you when you tried that experience? Because I know you was a carpenter. How old were you when you tried that experience in the home?
So in a nursing home?
Yes.
Maybe 28, 29. Fresh out of college.
How long did you last there, Carl?
Maybe I lasted for 90 days. 90 days was the threshold for me getting into their union. 1199. So I know I went past the 99 days, and I never got into that union. But the Spirit of Yah told me this is not for me because I would hurt somebody if I made that career.
So they were really...
See how those healthcare workers
right.
treat elders. When they treat elders, is an abomination. It's an abomination.
I've heard sexual abuse of those elders by other people in there, in that place. There were people in that place. I've heard it all. And I know you're lying. Praise God.
I had to get out of there before I saw more. I saw an old man on a bed with a bed saw. I never knew what a bed saw was until I saw this old man.
Oh,
when I saw that bed saw, I could see his bone inside of his leg. Literally, I saw his bone. Literally, like a hole in his leg, I saw the bone.
And
I had to get
that,
out of there. I'm like, nah, this ain't for me. This is not for me.
Well, all that they should is turn those people, Katya. You have to turn
That's
them.
All they got to do. To get a bed sore as an elder is a sign of neglect.
Yeah.
That's neglect.
That's cold blood.
I saw neglect.
I believe it.
And they was pressing me. I had like 12 patients, right? My title was orderly.
Right.
And then you got the females who are nurses' aides. The males
right.
are orderly. The females are nurses' aides.
Right.
You know what the orderlies got to do?
Right.
I got 12 patients I got to take care of. I have to bathe them, make their room up, and feed them,
mm-hmm.
wash them, right? Get them prepared for the day. 12 patients.
Right.
But because I'm an orderly, they required me to help out the nurse's aides who also had 12 patients that they had to put in tubs and wash them and feed them. And while I'm helping the nurses aid with their patients, meantime, my patients are being neglected.
Right.
And I get the heat. I can't do two things at one time. I can't take care of my patients, help the nurses aids with their patients because I'm a male, putting them in and taking them out of the tub. And y'all putting all this pressure on me? Oh, no. I had to get out of there, man. I had to get out of there. It only lasted 90 days, but it was quite an experience.
Were you married at the time, Katya?
Yes. I had to take care of my family. That's why I was there. And the opportunity came along, boom, I'm jumping on it. Orderlies, boom. I put my application in. They hired me. Bam. All right. I can get into 1199 union. I'm set. Pension, union, annuity, all that, I couldn't take it. It's like, nah, I will kill somebody in here. And you, the way y'all treat elders, that's going to come back on y'all. Because one day, Father Time going to catch up with y'all, and you're going to be an elder in the care of some young person that's going to treat you the same way that you have treated these elders here. I didn't want that karma on me. I didn't want to become cold-hearted in dealing in that kind of situation because
right.
everybody around me, it seemed like they had no care for the elders. It was like only me.
They were
and
callous.
I would cry like, man, huh?
They were callous.
Now, so I was crying for an old white man because he had I could see his bone in his leg.
How old was he, Katya?
Well, he had to be like in the 70s. Not only that, the families would come to see these elders and bring them substance like candy and stuff like that. The people that worked there would take it, rob them. I'm like, wow. I can't exist in this environment. I was like King David, like get me away from these wicked people.
Right.
And I had a superior nurse, and this nurse treated me like I was a slave, like she was so superior because she was a head nurse. Like You are orderly. I'm head freaking nurse is MF. I'm like, all right,
was
mama.
Was she a sister? Huh? Was she a sister?
Nah, she was an Indian. An Indian woman.
Right.
And you know, they got that caste system.
Right. Crazy.
So her vibration, she was looking down on me. Like I was subclass. But she got me running around helping all these nurses aid and then coming down on me because I'm not taking care of my patients. Like, how can I take care of my patients? You got me helping all these nurses aides.
Okay, thanks. All right, Mama just come in looking all hungry. I told her to order some food from McAllister. Yeah, we eat those Reubens in the salad. Cause she been running since she got here. Yeah, cause I wouldn't eat nothing unless she eats something. Gotcha. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Nasanya first rule.
Yeah, Nasanya, she come in to go order some food on my card. Yeah, but I would look out for her. Because she's been running since she's been there. Well, Cottrell, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that divergence into our studies.
Shalom, Cottrell.
Cottrell.
Shalom, Sister Nassim, yeah.
Shalom.
Now, she happy because she's been to eat some Mac Allison and some salad.
You
No, I didn't mess with her. She wants to speak. All right, Cottrell. If you're ready to proceed
yeah,
to the last segment, Cottrell, it's a song/Psalms, and it's called A Plea for Justice from Yah. A plea, because you ain't going to get it from nobody else. You march all day long talking about no justice, no peace. You're not going to get it from anybody else. Aesop knows this, and you ought to know this. A Plea for Justice. That's a song of Aesop. Chapter 82. Dr. Ed, you have the mic.
All praises. So, Holy One Yisrael, and even to our brother Asaph. You know, Asaph wasn't no fool, right?
No, he wasn't, Dr. Ed.
He wasn't begging for justice from his enemies.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Gotta know who to plead for justice to.
Exactly.
And when we in tune with our Creator, Most High said, we turn from our ways and cry out to Him, He would definitely hear what I am.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So it's time for us to get in tune. And our brother Asaph is trying to get us in tune with the Creator, not just for himself, but for the nation. Psalms 82. Elohim presides in a great assembly. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak, the poor, and the fatherless. So this is a message to the children of men, to the nations. Because we know that the nations judge unjustly, right? They got their prejudice, their bribes, their prejudices. Which is why the criminal justice system, prison industrial complex is filled with our people, even though other people commit more heinous crimes. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? They show partiality to Donald Trump, right? They say no man's above the law. But trust me, if Barack Obama had done what Donald Trump has done, he would have already been in jail.
Yeah, he'd have been dealt with. He'd have been dealt with.
Yeah. So the Most High says, defend the weak, the poor, and the fatherless. Who does that? Who defends the weak? Who stands up for the poor? And who looks out for the fatherless? We know nobody. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Who does that? We're still begging. We're still marching. We're still pleading with our enemies. Nobody maintains the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Yeah. They're trying to price us out of our apartments and our houses. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Because if the wicked could squeeze blood out of a rock, that's what they do. They do not know, neither do they understand. They walk back and forth in darkness. Yes, yeah, that's where the earth is. People walking back and forth in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. All of you are sons of the Most High. That should cause a pause, huh? Christianity says that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. But they didn't read the Psalm of Asaph, where it says, all of you are the sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, he shall die like you, and shall fall like one of the rulers. Arise, Elohim, judge the earth, for you inherit all the nations. Praise Yah. This will be his holy name.
Bless over
you. Stop the street.
Straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Cartrell, I believe that study was self-explanatory. And if anybody has anything to ask about it, go back and meditate on it. And once your meditation is complete, ask the Most High for wisdom and understanding and make the right application. That being said, Cottrell and I, fellow students, we pray that you have a peaceful weekend, that you're blessed, you're safe, that you can come back with us Monday, Most High willing, and study right along with us, continuing these things. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name, and we hope you do so also. Cottrell, any closing comments and our remarks?
I'm a fan of Asaph because he's just like King David. He's enlightening in the songs that he's delivering. And I like verse 6. The Most High said, I said, you are gods. And the Hebrew words for God is Elohim, which means powers. So the Most High is telling us we are powers. And all of us, all of you are sons, plural, of the Most High. Most Christians don't read the Old Testament, which is why they don't know Asaph or the 82nd Psalm. But long before the New Testament came along, the Most High acknowledged that we are powers and all of us are sons of the Most High. And that's so important. Might take it lightly, but we're asking Yah to arise to judge the earth. We love y'all. Most God bless y'all. Have a good weekend. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. Thank you, Cartrell. We love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Stand in the circle of peace. Stand in y'all's work. Shalom and good night.
Children are guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace. option, there is no defense.